Okay, everybody, welcome back here for another bite-sized political podcast. And although it's bite-sized, it's got razor-sharp teeth. Okay, guys, I wanted to talk about the ongoing collapse of the narrative in terms of COVID-19 and how deadly it is in the UK. And again, I mean, I'm reading things that I almost don't believe, but here they are. So let's talk about them. I'm reading in the Daily Telegraph, which has been another collaborator with the regime, another absolutely disgraceful rag for the past couple of years, another one of these publications who have damned those of us who stood against the regime as anti-vaxxers. Yeah, well, I am an anti-vaxxer. Yeah, happy with that. As anti-science. No, I favour science. I oppose political science, so. And so we've been demonised by the likes of the Daily Telegraph. And, you know, we're called conspiracy theorists. Yeah, you're a conspiracy theorist. If you dare, for example, suggest that throughout this, the numbers of those being defined as COVID deaths have been utterly manipulated in order to generate fear, in order to get people to run in to the vaccination centres and take their shot of experimental gene therapy. Yes, you were called a conspiracy theorist if we said that. Okay, here's a headline in the Daily Telegraph. I'm going to read it out to you. High COVID death rates skewed by people who died from other causes, admits Health Secretary Sajid Javid. What? Hang on. The Health Secretary reveals that daily government figures might be unreliable, as ONS data shows fewer deaths registered to COVID-19. Yeah, of course. We know, we've seen this. We know that rather than the 150,000 deaths that they have used to frighten the sheep and traumatize them and get them triple jab to the eyeballs, it's not 150,000. We know from the ONS figures that it's about around 17,500, roughly, over 2 years. And that's what they're referencing. But this is not conspiracy theorists on Tinternet saying it. This is the esteemed Daily Telegraph now, and also our wonderful Health Secretary, Mr. Javid, now confirming that which we've been saying, namely that for 2 years they've twisted and manipulated out of shape the deaths of so many people. I mean, it's one thing to say it's 150,000 and get it a bit wrong and it's only 140,000. That's one thing. But to say it's 150,000 and then go, oh, actually, it's only 17,000. Sorry, that scale of inflation is off the radar. And that's exactly what is now being suggested by no less a figure than the Health Secretary himself. So what they're really saying, again, the heading in this in the Telegraph is actually misleading. You know, so when it says high COVID death rates skewed by people who died from other causes, I mean, strictly speaking, it would be better to say the COVID death rates have proven to be entirely and utterly unreliable and inaccurate. But they needed those death rates. They needed to have the newsreaders sitting there ever so solemnly, you know, with their black tie and armband on, saying, and today another 2,000 people have died with COVID. Or is it off COVID? Well, does it matter? Well, of course it matters. But there you go, folks. They're actually admitting that at the very heart of this whole bloody thing, the actual data that they've been presenting on a daily basis and which the media has been churning out on a daily basis is massively wrong. Not just skewed, but contorted out of all recognition. And that's because it was deliberate. They knew, they absolutely knew that, you know, if someone dies of cancer, the fact that they tested positive for PCR 28 days before has no relevance to the death. But yet they, nonetheless, they put these deaths down as COVID deaths, although they were cancer deaths, they were heart disease deaths, there were lung disease deaths, there were all kinds of things that unfortunately take human life. And over the past 2 years, people have died of them. Flu being one of them, by the way. Where did the flu go to? Well, I'll tell you, the flu was absorbed and consumed into the COVID figures. They know that. That scandal will eventually come out as well. But so there you have it. So we now have an admission from the regime, from the heart of the regime, that, sorry about this one, folks. When we said 150,000 people died with COVID, we actually meant 17,000 died of COVID over 2 years. That's 8,500 people per annum. If you consider the amount of people who die from the flu, on a bad flu year, it could be three times that. So actually, and this is what I said to you, if you recall, a few days ago, I've disputed the fact that there's a pandemic. I do not believe there was a pandemic, certainly not in the UK. Do I think there was a COVID-19 respiratory virus? Possibly, although I don't think it's ever been isolated, has it? Apart from the Chinese telling us, oh, don't worry about it, we've isolated, trust us. Apart from that, so I'm not sure if there was a COVID-19 virus. There may not have been. I know some people who were unwell, so it's possible there was a virus at some point in February, March 2020, potentially. The thing is that at this point in the game, that's kind of history now. The regime used that. They generated fear. They've generated the daily death toll, which now they're admitting, well, actually, yeah, that might be completely wrong. So I'm sorry. We need to arrest these people. We need to have trials. We need to put those in the media, those in the political sphere, those in the scientific sphere who went along with this COVID death mantra to scare the British people. We need to put them on a stand and have them judged. Because to my view, it's crimes against humanity. You know, there have been so many lives impacted by the over the past 2 years in so many different ways. And even some of us who have stood against it, like you and like me, we've stood against this from day one. You know, we've had to endure all kinds of pressure. We've had to endure the opprobrium of polite society. Oh, you haven't got your COVID pass? Yeah, don't have one. Well, then you can't come in. Okay. You haven't got a mask on, sir. That's right. Well, then you can't come in. We've had to endure all this. So even the warriors against the COVID tyranny have to put up with a lot of crap from these people. Never mind our, let's say, weaker brethren who have succumbed and who have given up their bodies not once, not twice, but three times to these gene therapies. I actually do see, I feel that there's a massive disturbance in the field now. Happening in the UK in particular, not so obvious elsewhere. And as a result, it's like the British government itself is now turning around to us and saying, yeah, well, actually, look, we've had a think about this one. And we've decided that, we don't need any restrictions. We don't need COVID passports. And by the way, see the figures we quoted? They were completely and utterly wrong, 10 times or more. Than what than they actually were. I'm sorry, we don't let it drop with that. I think we need to hound the people behind this. Those who worked in the relevant government departments and the relevant media departments who told us only 3 weeks ago the UK has hit the landmark 150,000 deaths. No, it wasn't. And now we know it wasn't. And now they admit it wasn't. It wasn't 150,000 deaths. It was 17,500 deaths over 2 years. 8,500 deaths roughly per annum. That is by no means a pandemic. What that is a political scandal and heads must roll. Hope you agree with me, folks. If you do, don't forget to support the channel and catch up with you guys real soon. Thanks so much for listening.